Hello and welcome to the Minimalist Tech Podcast. Just wanted to do a quick episode just to give an update on some of the things that I'm currently getting rid of. So just sort of the simplification, minimalism journey, just simple, straightforward side of things. I am getting rid of, so I have recently changed my normal person desk, which is a large desk where I have my computer set up. I converted it from like normal height down to a floor sitting height. So I have a little floor chair, and which I sort of use, and then I'll just sit directly on the floor and kind of go back and forth between those things. And I have not used these my previous business chairs that I would use, right, that are normal desk height. And I actually have two of them, and they're just kind of sitting in this room taking up space, and it's been like that for a while. So messaged some people to see if they wanted them, and somebody's going to come pick them up on, well, in a couple days. So that's going to make a difference. I told them I was also thinking about getting rid of this reclining chair, which I think they're willing to take, and I am on the fence about whether or not I'm like fully ready to let it go or not. So we'll see. I have like basically 2 days to process whether I can truly let go of this chair or not. And because it is very comfortable and I do sit in it, I haven't sat in it in the last few weeks, a couple weeks. So there's times where I go, where I don't use it. I have it in like this sort of mini movie room. And, I guess you would just call it like sort of a living room. And so I sit in it when I watch a movie, basically. I have this whole surround sound audio setup. And, so I do use it. I also sometimes sit and eat, but I can also do that on the floor because that's basically what I've been doing. So I'm not sure if I can do it. I'm not sure if I can do it. But we'll see. So two chairs, and also I also was able to get rid of a computer. So I had an extra computer that I really hadn't used in a while, and I ended up putting it in the box, and then I brought it out these last few weeks as I'm kind of having some momentum of going through things again and downsizing again. And I initially tried to set it up and see if it would be useful as like a third, as an additional computer, and went back and forth about it, and I think ultimately it's just too difficult to manage more than one computer at a time. The initial idea was like, well, if I travel, I'll take that one with me, which is not a terrible idea. It's really not a terrible idea, but then I realized if I'm going to be traveling, I don't really need to take a computer with me. I'm on the computer so much that if I do travel, it might be good for me to not to have one, just to kind of disconnect for a bit. So I sort of came to grips with that. And, if I move somewhere, I'll just bring the computer with me at that point. But so I was able to get rid of that. So that's gone. And I'm also in the process of going through this last, my last other computer. So at this point now, I literally have two computers. Is that true? Sorry, no, I have three computers. I have my main computer that I use. I have my Windows XP computer that I connect with this Palm Pilot, and I'm not getting rid of that one anytime soon. That's basically like a completely distraction-free system. Windows XP, you don't connect it to the internet at all. It's a really great tool. So the last computer I have, the other one is a Windows computer. So I was sort of going back and forth of whether I should keep it or not, because sometimes you need a Windows computer for programs that don't work on a Mac. That's sort of the idea, right? Like not all programs work on Mac, unfortunately, but they, and then a lot of them, maybe more of them, work on Windows. So just because actually Windows computers have a much larger market share than Macs, I think it's always been that way, just because Windows doesn't care who manufactures the hardware. That's why you can buy, HPs and Acers and Dells and whatever brand of computer you can think of that exists. Windows is happy to put their operating system on it. So most people have that. So there is sometimes, there's some occasions where there's software that is Windows only. And I've also like working on making this game in the background and having the ability to compile the game so that it runs on Windows was sort of the idea of having a Windows computer. But I don't really need that. Like I guess there's other ways around it, I suppose. And I think it's more of like, that's something to worry about when I get to that point, Or if I use different tools to make my game, then I can just export them to so that they automatically work on Windows and other operating systems, and I don't need a Windows computer for to do that. So I also had some games that I had put on that computer, which only work on that computer. There was a version of Tomb Raider that was a fan-made thing. It was completely fan-made, like, and it looks amazing. It was a remake of Tomb Raider 2, where they just made it look like the brand new graphics, basically. Really, really impressive, and it wouldn't run the, the only way I was able to try it out was because of that computer. Couple other games that I do enjoy, but I don't really play them. It's like I have the idea of wanting to play them, but I don't either have the time or the interest isn't as high as it was. And also, I got things going on, so I think it's just more of an issue of having too many things, right? Like, which is what I'm sort of striving to simplify. And the way that you get to that point is that you don't end up having things that you want, right? So like, it's not that I'm not gonna be able to reconcile that I don't want to have that option of, Windows games. I'm going to, in the back of my head or, in my heart somewhere, I'm gonna want that. But I already have other things to do, I have other, even on the game side, I have other things that I can play games on. So it's like when I was growing up, I had basically like, it was you could either have a Nintendo console or you could have a Sega console, right? Like you could either have the PlayStation or you could have the Xbox. It was like growing up, before I was working, relying on asking for things. And it was like, it wasn't a priority, or, didn't have a family where it was like, that bought me all the game consoles for whatever reason, right? It could be money reasons or whatever. Like, I got to pick one. And, which was great, because at least I got one. And I didn't even have that many games at the time, right? Because the same thing. It's like, usually, like, even to get another game, I might have to trade in some other games. Which, I don't know, that's a thing. Which I guess it like it sucks, right? But at the same time, what it does, it actually doesn't suck. It seems like it sucks because it's like you want both. If there's two things, if there's two options, you want both. But in reality, even if you want both, only allowing yourself to have one allows you, even if the one does far less, like you don't have as many options with the first option, right? Like you don't have any as many games, for example. It's like you might end up just playing those games more, or you get more, you're just more focused on them, and maybe you don't have the extra dopamine from the choice of everything else, and the options of everything else that like the one things, the few things that you have, or the one thing that you have actually feels much better. It actually feels like a better experience. Plus you have that thing of where like when people take possession of something, they buy something, they feel more of like a connection with it. Like they feel like it's better, because they own it. It's a thing, like we imbue value of things that we have into things that we buy. So especially if it's like you don't have the other thing, and then you start to value the thing that you have more. Like I didn't have the experience of going like, oh, I have a Xbox, but I really wish I had a PlayStation. Like I kind of always knew like at some point I would be able to get that, but like right now I just wanted to focus on one thing, you and so there's a lot there, and I think that this kind of goes along with this idea of letting go of, instead of having a modern Mac computer and a modern Windows computer, like just have a Mac. Like for me, the choice is Mac because it's just a much better user interface, in my opinion. It's much less bloatware, in my opinion. It's just a much better experience by far. I've thought about switching to Linux. I have tried out several Linux operating systems. They're starting to get decent. I mean, they're actually there's several that are like pretty decent at this point. But it is a little bit of a that, well, there are some applications that I use that do not run on Linux. So for me, again, it's just Mac makes sense. So basically, I started taking everything off of that Windows computer, deleting files I don't need, backing up the files that I need, and being sort of like, I want to say like cutthroat about it. Like I was really kind of like, if deleting a bunch of stuff and saying, if I really needed that stuff, I'll get it back. It's like I also like there's an opportunity for me to buy a tutorial series, a software development tutorial series. So it's a series of videos that are sold to learn a certain software development or a certain application, and it was 50% off, and I was like, ooh, let me. I should get this. And it was also like all of the courses. So, you pay a one-time fee and you get all of the courses, not just one, but all of them. And I ended up like forgetting about it, and I passed the deadline for this 50% off thing. And then I realized, you know what? I don't need like I've already purchased tutorials I need to watch, for one. I have a book I need to read. Like I already have too much stuff to learn to buy another thing just because it's, it could be great and that's a great deal and everything. But it's like I need less things. So, digging into the digital side of things, like, full computer gone, another computer I'm about to wipe basically, and that's my goal tomorrow is to basically finish up with that computer, get everything off of it that I absolutely need, get rid of everything else, and it's gonna be one of those things where I have to remind myself that I do want it, but A, but B, I don't need it, but also it's better for me to focus on what I have. Because it's just like once you have multiple computers and it's like, if you're trying to do a specific task, then it's like, do you have the files on that one computer that you need? It becomes a whole thing. And also, it just takes up a lot of space. It's like a very big computer. It's one of those like old school kind of looking, I don't know, old school necessarily, but like just a big computer case. It's a very big computer case. It's got the window on the side and all that whole nonsense. It's big. So it sits on the floor and it's like, it takes up a lot of space. And because I have the computer in this where that Windows computer where it is, I also have a desk set up where that is, which if the computer wasn't hooked up, then that desk has no need for to be there, and that lets me downsize even more. So, basically like I'm at the verge of freeing up an entire room. An entire room. Freeing it up. Because it's basically right now used for that computer. And I also have a bunch of like business paperwork stuff I need to go through. So, yeah. Plus, it's like I need more time. So, not having that extra computer when I'm having free time, I won't be able to get on it. And then, I'll have more time to organize things and do the other stuff I need to take care of. Or just get a little break from screen time. So that's it. That's my update. Two chairs, possibly the recliner. One computer. Very nice computer, by the way. Got rid of. And then clearing out the second computer. Or another computer to get rid of. And then I had plans of who, I knew who, how and who to get rid of the first computer, but the second one, the reality of it is I'm gonna probably have to take it to the thrift, like a thrift store, like donate it basically. Take the hard drive out of it. Donate it. That's the easiest and quickest way for me to get rid of it. It's a really nice setup. So it's like, I mean, it's not like the newest, latest, and greatest, super expensive, but it's really nice for what it is. I'd spent time researching for that. So, but monetary value wise, I don't know. I mean, it's not necessarily. I don't know, worth it to try to list it online. I don't know. Maybe I could, but maybe that's better to try to, this is where I get stuck on like wanting to it to go to a good home thing where I should just let it go. Yes, I was thinking about singing in that song just then. But so that's the part, first step, getting all my stuff off of it, reformatting it so it's like ready to go to another place. And then I can either break it down and sell the individual components, like sell the graphics card, sell the power supply, sell the motherboard, sell the memory, you know, like I could break it down that way and sell it online also. Maybe that's like not the worst idea in the world, actually. That's actually not the worst idea in the world. Maybe I'll do that. And then all I would have to donate is the case itself. So, you know, which is, I don't know, good or bad. I don't know which one it is. But, yeah. Here's the, you know, these are the emotional battles, mental gymnastics of getting rid of stuff and simplifying. So, hope that you're making progress in whatever it is that you want to do, whether that's minimizing things or accumulating things or whatever makes you happy. And I definitely appreciate you listening. You can always leave a comment. This podcast is on Apple Podcasts. It is also on Spotify and Google Podcasts. If you do have the Spotify app on your phone, you can somehow click on the episodes, and there's a question, and you can leave a sort of a general question that's left about how, you know, what you think about the episode. And if you have any thoughts, got any value out of it, have any questions, ideas, that sort of thing, just throw a little note in there. And, you know, always good to read those, whether you've left them in the past or not. It's always appreciated. And I will talk to you all later.